We are living perhaps in an unprecedented time in terms of the lack of real love that there ought to be in the church. You say, well, church life is fine. It is, for the most part. But what I mean is the church in the home. I don't know if it's unprecedented. I can't say definitively. But the failure rate in terms of marriage within the Church of Jesus Christ is getting to a point of it's not uncommon anymore. A very well-known North American preacher over the past 20 years or so just announced the fact that he was separating, divorcing from his wife this past week. Not you. We've been hearing this over and over again for years. What's particularly sad about this one is that he spent so much of his early ministry dealing with the subject of purity before marriage and then marriage itself. An emphasis upon his ministry in that area. And it's touching upon every church. It doesn't matter how conservative the church is, how well grounded people have been in their youth. People are coming to a point where they can no longer really love. And when I was thinking about that, and reading over Matthew 5, as I thought, well, what's the Lord teach us in terms of loving all men? Well, even to love our enemies. I thought, how can you read Matthew 5:44 and see that Jesus expects me to love people in this way that I never vowed to love? He wants me to love my enemies, bless them that curse me, do good to them that hate me, pray for them which despitefully use me and persecute me. He wants me to love people that I never vowed to love in that way. How? How much more obligated am I to love those that I have vowed to love? How much more inexcusable is it that we step away and walk away from vows that though man may forget, God never forgets? We must be praying for our marriages and our homes. Paul is praying here that the church would increase in love one toward another and toward all men. And as a pastor living in 2019, ministering to a congregation that is surrounded by the common knowledge and news of separation after separation and divorce after divorce. And the fear of the heart is, who will be next? I have prayed regularly that God, and again it's a wish, it's a longing like Paul had, as he's expressing here, that number one, I would never see the divorce of anyone that I am called to minister to. Number two, I would never see the children that I'm called to minister to ever lost and depart from the faith. It is so grieving to the soul. The Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another. Those that are married here today, make sure that that love is abounding toward your spouse. You're increasing and abounding in love toward your husbands, your wives. As I stand before this congregation, you would manifest that. How on earth can we truly be said to love anyone if we cannot love the one we have vowed to God to love till death us do part?